I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 30th. A Quincy man has been sentenced to more than two decades in state prison after being convicted of aggravated rape of a child. 44-year-old Andrew Amato was convicted in Fall River Superior Court last Thursday of aggravated rape of a child, indecent assault and battery on a child under 14, and posing or exhibiting a child in a sexual act. Bristol County District Attorney Thomas Quinn released a statement on Friday afternoon saying Amato was sentenced to serve 34 to 40 years in state prison. The case stems from Amato's conduct between December of 2014 and October of 2018 against a young child within his own family. Some of the acts against the child were recorded. The fashion technology program at Quincy High School may be eliminated unless more students enroll in the program over the next 3 years. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says dwindling numbers of students in the program don't justify having the staff. Nine seniors graduated from the fashion technology program this year, and the numbers have been in the single digits for the past 5 years. There will be a half-time position teaching the program for the next 3 years, and if the enrollment does not increase, Mulvey says the program will be phased out. Officials say they will attempt to increase enrollment, and an online petition drive to save the program has been established by program supporters who argue that the fashion program supports other vocational programs, including carpentry, drama, and graphic design. Well, it happened in broad daylight at the height of the recent heat wave last week in a quiet Quincy neighborhood. A homeowner's Blink camera recorded the moment a porch pirate helped himself to delivery packages right off the doorstep. Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy says they are professional criminals preying on people. He says a lot of the crimes are crimes of opportunity when someone drives by and sees something. At about a quarter to three, the video shows the thief slowly pulling his car over, parking out of the range of the camera. In just a few moments, he confidently walks up to the house, grabs the package off the porch, and then takes off. Chief Kennedy says that single-family homes and apartment buildings are vulnerable to package theft. He says 40% of the time, the thieves are people who live in the building and are stealing from their neighbors. To protect yourself, Kennedy says, to consider installing security cameras, require a signature for delivery, or use a secure box if you're not going to be home. Quincy's own professional rugby team, the New England Free Jacks, have completed the dynasty. They beat the Houston Sabercats 28-22, the Free Jacks, in front of over 5,000 fans, mostly cheering for New England, led nearly the entire game on Saturday in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. It was not easy, though. Last week, the Free Jacks overcame a 20-0 deficit in the conference championship, winning 21-20 against the Chicago Hounds to go to the title game. In the history of National American sports, there have been 14 instances of three-peat champions. The Free Jacks now join that club. Free Jacks also became the first Major League Rugby team to win three championships. The Dropkick Murphys are shipping up to Quincy to celebrate the city's 400th birthday. The American punk band will headline a free summer concert July 12th in Quincy Center. The concert is free to the public as part of the Quincy 400 celebrations. Although the band's biggest hit is one of Boston's most prevailing anthems, Dropkick Murphy's true home is Quincy, with a band formed in 1996. Since then, the band has built a heavily devoted fan base and become famous for their St. Patrick's Day celebrations. The concert will also mark the release of For the People, the band's latest album. The band previously performed Who'll Stand With Us, one of the album's singles at this year's St. Patrick's Day show. And at Boston's Hands-Off Rally this past April, the concert begins at 4 p.m. Portions of Hancock Street and surrounding areas will be closed to traffic from the morning of July 11th, when the concert setup begins, through the morning of July 13th. Well, capping off a nearly undefeated season, the Trust One Services team from Quincy Youth Baseball earned a bye through the playoffs and then won the Quincy Babe Ruth 2025 championship game, played on June 16th at Bishop Field. Under the leadership of head coach Mike Ruggiero, Quincy Youth Baseball Babe Ruth director Jerry O'Regan and assistant coach Sean Glennon, the team had a record of 7-1-1 in the regular season and scored 104 runs with an average of 11.5 runs per game. They went on to defeat their challengers by a score of 10-4 in the championship game. The Kennedy Center in Quincy is closed this week for staff training and professional development. The center will reopen on Monday, July 7th. The first ever Quincy Maritime Festival will be held July 4th, 5th, and 6th along the Marina Bay Boardwalk to celebrate Quincy 400. Activities will include live music and entertainment, historical reenactments, boat displays and tours, sand sculpture, a bike and wagon parade, and a beer garden. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy presents Independence Day at the Park. A reading of the Declaration of Independence will be held this Friday at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Adams Farm at Penns Hill on Franklin Street. Jefferson and Adams, a stage play, will be performed Friday at 3 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. The events are free and open to the public. Quincy 400 presents the Journey Continues free concert Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. Featured performers include Beantown Swing Orchestra, Boston Lindy Hop Dancers, Lexington Minuteman Reenactors, and Boston Alarm Company Fife and Drum. The Frank Buckley Memorial Squantum Road Race will be held July 5th at 10 a.m. at the Squantum Fire Station. All the proceeds benefit the July 4th parade. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead will host Colonial Chocolate Making July 5th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A $10 donation is requested. American Red Cross holding a blood drive today from 1 to 6:30 at the Quincy Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment. Now, the Massachusetts legislature plans to approve a final fiscal year 2026 state budget today, the day before the new spending cycle begins, after House and Senate Democrats announced they reached an agreement. Representative Aaron Michalowicz, Senator Michael Rodriguez, the budget chiefs for each chamber, released a statement Friday afternoon saying they completed a deal on the annual spending plan. They did not release any details about its content or even a bottom-line spending figure. Each branch this past spring approved a more than $61.4 billion budget, representing a roughly 6% increase in state spending over the version that Governor Healey signed last summer. While the bottom lines were roughly similar, the House and Senate budgets differed on how much money to provide to the MBTA, other education and transportation initiatives funded by a surtax on wealthy households, the use of one-time revenues to support spending, and transfers to the Health Safety Net program. Lawmakers also packed the bills with policy riders, and the weekend filing will reveal how they landed on whether to pause admissions reforms at vocational and technical schools, whether to give up some state control over alcohol licenses, and whether regulators can cap prices for some prescription medications. Final approval of the state budget is now likely to occur before Congress completes its work on a massive spending, tax, and policy bill. That legislation remains pending in the U.S. Senate. If Republicans in Washington follow through on their goals of cutting spending on Medicaid and other programs, could force Governor Healey to make significant changes to the state budget down the line. Check of business news this morning. Stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow is up 432 points. The NASDAQ rose 105, and the S&P is up 32. Asian shares also start the week with gains after U.S. stocks closed at an all-time high on Friday following their recovery from the shocks of the Trump administration's trade policies. The dollar and the euro fell, oil at $65 a barrel. Sports: Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 5-3. The Cincinnati Reds come to Fenway beginning tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: partly cloudy, warm and humid, high of 88 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog, a low 70. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a high of 87. Wednesday, clouds and a high of 88. And Thursday, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, a high of 89. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Northeast winds at 5 knots become southeast later today and a high tide at 4:14 p.m. Sunrise at 5:10, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 30th.